Lord, we ask you to make the truth prevail. Reveal deception in our thinking and deliver us from errors so serious we lose our destinies and who you created us to be. Lord, be merciful and deliver us into the unfailing arms of truth. Amen. Well, my dear family, I am hearing that many of my heart dwellers in Europe and China and other places actually believe in reincarnation. Precious family, I was a New Age practitioner for 12 years, using the tarot cards, the I Ching, and studying to be a trance medium, channeling familiar spirits who I thought were angels. I knew nothing about Christianity, and neither did I want to know anything about it. I thought it was ignorant, and I was agnostic before that. My whole heart's desire was to find the truth and help others who were suffering under doubt and fear about who they were and what the purpose of their lives was. I tried so many different New Age practices looking for the truth. But for all those years, my efforts left me more confused than I was as an agnostic. I remember one trip to the Yucatan Peninsula, where I was studying the Mayan ruins and carvings. Feeling very lost that night, I lay upon the sand, looking up at more stars than I had ever seen in my life, and crying out to God, "I don't know who you are, but I think you can hear me. Please use my life to help others. Please reveal the truth to me." I have to tell you guys, I was desperately searching for truth. And with this trip to the Yucatan, I didn't find what I'd been looking for. And I was still in a deep, dark pit. And as a New Age practitioner, this was my 11th year. About a year and a half later, the Lord apprehended me one night and revealed who he was and that I had been looking for him in the wrong places. The night of my salvation, he put me into an ecstasy and revealed what a sinner I was. But he did it with complete love and forgiveness. I repented in deep tears and I saw the difference between what I'd been studying and who God is. His power is like nothing I've ever experienced. The very next morning, I burned my New Age books and trinkets and bought a Bible. All of a sudden, this book that I had never been able to connect with came alive and had real meaning for my life. The first time I opened it randomly, it fell to Jeremiah's calling. The words jumped off the page into my heart, and I began to see the real purpose of my life. Now, I was still very confused about many things. Weren't these familiar spirits good guys? I mean, I thought they were angels. The Lord answered me quickly when they all tried to attack me, coming out of a wall one night, and left when I said, "In the name of Jesus, leave." And they left. Other miraculous events began happening to clarify my questions, things I never in this world could have arranged. Oh, the Lord was so patient with me. Then I came to the idea of reincarnation, and I was a firm believer, but I didn't know what to think. You see, I had had an abortion, because I believed that the baby would reincarnate when the time was right. But after the abortion, I felt like death, and my inner witness was that I had ended the life of a human person. So I knew abortion was wrong. It was a terrible way to find out that it was wrong. I wish God had shown me the truth before I ended that innocent little life. But I was so proud and headstrong, I would not believe anything other than what I wanted to believe. My mother had been a single mother, and I knew how hard that life was as an only child. So I made a promise to myself that I would not have a child all alone and follow in those footsteps. So I set out on a journey to find out what the Bible had to say about past lives. My very dear ones, I was not easy to convince. The Christians I knew said that reincarnation was not true, that we only live once, and then the judgment. Now, I didn't want to accept that, but I had a dream. The Lord appeared in a cave. I was there with other Christians. He had a bowl of porridge in his hand with a spoon, and he said, "Those who know the truth, I shall give to eat from this bowl." Well, imagine how I felt when he gave everyone in the cave some porridge, but passed me by, not even looking at me. I was very humbled, to say the least, and knew that if I wanted the whole truth, I might have to let go of some of my cherished ideas. Then I began to study the scriptures and found where Jesus said that Elijah the prophet was John the Baptist, Matthew 17:12. I thought, well, wasn't that reincarnation? But then I realized it was not, because Elijah never died. He was taken up in the chariot of God. 2 Kings chapter 2. But what about the experiences I had in Scientology, when I was getting audited and saw myself at the helm of a spaceship? By the way, auditing is a process that Scientologists go through to remember their past lives and get rid of all kinds of history and static charges and become clear, as they call it, able to function without the fetters of the past. Now that proved that reincarnation was real, or did it? Well, one night I was watching Star Trek, and Captain Kirk and Spock had landed on a remote planet. There was a cave on this planet that Kirk went into first to explore. Inside, lo and behold, was the love of his life, whom he hadn't seen since his early years. He came out starstruck and wanted, of course, to stay there. Well, then Spock went into the cave and found the love of his youth, and he came out starstruck too. And just as the two were realizing that an entity was posing as both to deceive them, just as they looked at each other and were about to connect the dots, guess what happened? The television exploded. I couldn't believe my eyes. Well, it exploded a little too late, because I'd already made the connection. I knew right there and then that I had been dealing with demons, familiar spirits sent to deceive and derail the true destinies of souls by masquerading as things we fancy or dream about. In fact, this was like a big Halloween show, as all these familiar spirits in costumes dressed up from my fantasies. One was a transcended master, another a Native American medicine man, another a great saint. It was during this time that I ran into a beautiful young woman in the store who was carrying on a conversation with her soulmate from another lifetime. She believed that he had reincarnated again to be with her. And I realized something is way off here. This was while I was really questioning reincarnation, and I was a born-again Christian. I was just trying to sort out the truth. Well, the Lord opened my eyes and my understanding. Familiar spirits play a movie for us to convince us that we've had a previous lifetime. Just like going to the movies, everything seems so very real. And this set of demons ran the same movie for both of them, the man and the woman, so they would be convinced. But it's all a masquerade to keep us in bondage to a lie. Wow. That's when the girl and the guy saw themselves together in another lifetime. They believed they had reincarnated, and that's why the TV exploded during Star Trek. I had just begun to connect with that concept and the demons blew up the TV so I wouldn't get it. Thanks be to God, I got it. Now, my dear ones, there are many reasons why reincarnation is a very deceptive and dangerous belief. This is used by the demonic world to derail your destiny. You see, I was destined to have that child. He was a gift from God that would have changed my wild ways and helped me to realize that my destiny was in my womanhood. I was a traveling nature photographer, finding beauty, loving the wilderness, making a good living, but very much alone, even desolate inside. Think about it for a moment. If you believe you will have another chance to live a different life, you might just waste the only life you have, expecting to come back as something more fulfilling. How will you feel when you stand before God and realize the truth of Scripture? In Hebrews 9:27, we are told that it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes the judgment. Imagine how you would feel standing before God, being judged on what you had done in that lifetime when you thought you had another chance. This is a quote from a blog, and I'm sorry I don't have the reference, but in Luke 23:43, Jesus tells the thief on the cross that he will be with Christ in paradise that very day, which assumes that the man will not be reincarnated back into earthly life. Similarly, passages such as James 4:14, which discuss the temporal nature of human life, are inconsistent with reincarnation and the idea of living earthly lives over and over for centuries. How could some people in the Bible see the spirits of long dead people like Moses being seen by the apostles in Matthew 17:3 during the transfiguration of Christ? I discovered that the demons play on your fantasies. If you are striving in transcendental meditation to reach a higher level, they will dress up like an ascended master to counsel you. If you are fond of Native American spirituality, they will dress up like a great medicine man to counsel you. One of the brothers on the refuge was even told he was the reincarnation of the Apostle John the Beloved. Now here I want to make a distinction. Satan mimics everything the Lord does. For instance, the satanic black mass, the use of the number 3, which for us is about the Holy Trinity, familiar spirits dressed up pretending to be saints. If you want to go deeper in your spirituality, you will have to learn discernment, because the angels and saints do visit us on earth for comfort and even counsel. So you see, these familiar spirits are mimicking the angels and saints. And I want to tell you that we have an awful lot of teachings about discerning the spirits. And you can go to the search function on our website, heartdwellers.org, type in discernment, and you'll get a lot of messages coming up, because I really focused on that several years ago. Okay, so for the very longest time during my second conversion, I was afraid to see the saints and angels. I would have nothing to do with them. But just as Jesus had taught us, you will know them by their fruits. The fruit of my relationship with the Blessed Mother was deeper intimacy with Jesus on a purely spiritual level, and the willingness to sacrifice more, to be freer from the world, to serve him alone. I wanted to die completely to myself, to give my all to Jesus. Now, the fruits of my relationship with the familiar spirits was dead ends, a needless trip to Ecuador and the Yucatan Peninsula, which I got talked into by a trance medium who was trying to find a woman for his buddy in Ecuador. 7 fruitless years of chasing transits and conjunctions in astrology, hours and hours of study of the Mayan Tarot deck, and many deceptive and misleading relationships with men who never worked out, contrary to my tarot card readings and the astrological charts, and endless dead ends. For 33 years, I thought Christians had their heads in the sand and didn't know squat about the spiritual realm. The last place I would look for the truth would be in the Bible or a church. I thought I was much more intelligent than all that. Do you see how prideful and blind I was? So what happened when I began following God? I fell in love with Jesus, and he gave me the desires of my heart, a wonderful husband, the gift of art, which I had longed for since grammar school, a wonderful ministry helping others that really worked. They got the answers they needed from the Lord independently and on their own, were communicating with Jesus, falling in love and giving their lives to him unconditionally. The gift of music and singing, which I never dreamt I could do. In addition, a wonderful place to live in the forest of my dreams. In my later years, and even spiritual children who had hearts of gold and a community of souls in love with God. And on top of all that, trips to heaven, which are in our book, Chronicles of the Bride, and the ability to hear and see Jesus and the saints, which has kept me from going off on my own and making a mess of my life again. My dear ones, if you want to become everything you were meant to be, you will give up your New Age practices and embrace Jesus and the scriptures with all your heart and be eternally grateful, never looking back at what you left behind. Every time I came to a junction in my life and didn't know what to do, the Lord took my hand and walked me through. In the past, when that happened, the demons would inspire me to do this, go there, round and round, and leave me desolate when I hit the inevitable dead end. This is to say that reincarnation is not scriptural. And if you follow after that belief, you will be deceived and may never, ever become who he created you to be. Well, at this point, I felt like I'd pretty well exhausted my thoughts on the subject. So I asked the Lord, "Lord, do you have anything to add?" He didn't waste a second. Jesus began, "Only that if it were possible to hold my breath, I cannot tell you how many times I held my breath to see if you would take the right path. There was so much promise with you, but your fantasies and the familiar spirits led you off the deep end, even into shark-infested waters. And many times, unknown to you, I had to step in and save your life. My dear Claire, thank you for giving me your life. I long to make it full and see you happy. With all my heart, I wanted you to become the person you were meant to be. And now, all I can say is, wow, thank you for giving me your life, beloved. There are more wonderful things in store for you than you could ever imagine. And I am looking forward to being with you in eternity just as much as you are. Dear ones, Jesus is the real deal, and he loves you with a holy passion. You have nothing to lose by giving up those things that the Bible teaches are wrong, and everything to gain. You can trust him to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. If he could do it with me, I guarantee you, he can do it with you. Just say yes and love him with all your heart, and he'll do the rest.